We're almost at the end of our coverage from the exhibit hall at the ACB convention held last month in Alabama. But I thought it'd be worth giving some thought to those who are involved in the preparation and setting up and ongoing management and clearing down of a convention exhibit hall on the scale of that seen in Birmingham.
And just to my right is Mike Smitherman, the coordinator of our exhibit hall here at ACB. How's it going this year, Mike?
Oh, it's going great this year.
Yeah?
ACB Radio has been better than ever.
Yeah, you too, that's what we like to hear.
You too, Kat. So, I mean, what time are you here? Give people an idea. What's involved in what you do? I mean, you're the... What's your official designation? 7 of 8 or something.
Actually the exhibits coordinator.
Right. You're the exhibits coordinator. And it's how many exhibitors have we got?
We actually have about 68 exhibitors with a total of 81 booths.
Wow. Right. Wow. Some, of course, have double booths. So go on, tell us what it is you do then. I mean, when does your work start?
The day after the convention is over.
Oh, really? You're getting prepared for the next year?
We'll start with, putting out feelers for decorators. Then we select the decorator. Then we start drawing up the floor plans, and then we send out a lot of paperwork, and it really gets busy in February. But into February, it's decorator hunting, so to speak.
Yeah. So, of course, next year in Vegas, starting work on that probably next week then.
As soon as I get home.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. And then when you're here, I mean, when do you arrive at convention?
Usually about 2 days before it actually starts, so we can get the hall set up with all the drapes and the booth set up. Then we have a day for the vendors to come in and set up.
So these all the decorators and the railings, you know, for the
Piping drape.
Yeah, the piping drape. Who brings all that? And
the decorator that's chosen brings all of that, the tables and the chairs, and the whole 9 yards, everything.
And who is that this year? Go on, I think we can give them a quick mention.
David Veal. Veal Convention Services from here in Birmingham. Locally owned family organization.
Well, that's nice.
Great to work with.
That's nice, and it's always good to get a family, because, you know, so many big corporations out there, and I guess there are guys that will come to wherever you are in the country. You know, it's nice to get a local team in here.
Well, it may.
You do have to give something back to the local economy.
This is true, and it makes it easier on the vendors because they know the local, you know, how to ship and all of this stuff, and so we have them here on call a lot better.
So you've got a 68 exhibitors, and then you get here a couple of days earlier, and then there's a setup session on the Saturday morning. When everyone can get their booths in order. And then, of course, we open to the public on the Saturday afternoon.
Right.
And then we're open all day Sunday, Monday afternoon, Tuesday afternoon, Wednesday morning, and then it's breakdown Wednesday afternoon. Is that right?
Wednesday at 1 o'clock, we start breaking down, and then I get to play for a couple of days.
Oh, you do?
Until
the next one starts.
Until the next one starts.
And now, in terms of your day, what time do you get in here in the morning? What do you have to do?
I mean, I get here an hour before to let the vendors in.
Yes.
And I do a walk through to make sure everything is in place.
Yes.
And then I walk the exhibit hall during the day while the show is going on to make sure nobody's having problems.
That's right.
And then I get to stay about an hour after it's closed to make sure everything is in place and get a total lockdown.
And you of course do the announcements as well. People can people in the booth in the exhibit hall rather can come and have announcements made over the PA here.
Yeah, we have announcements, and if they're real nice, we'll let them make their own announcement.
Oh, I say, well, and so you man the registration desk out there as well.
We're gonna, right.
So it's Alison and Kim, and Kim's been real nice. She's been giving me cigarettes, which is great. And I want to thank you personally, Mike. You've been a tremendous help to me over the last few days. We couldn't have done this without you. So on behalf of all our listeners and volunteers, very many thanks.
Well, we thank you for being here, too. You've been great to work with. And we ain't through yet.
We ain't through yet. We've got more things to do. That's Mike Smitherman, the coordinator of the exhibit hall here at the convention. And as you can hear, it's a full-on gig.
A full-on gig indeed. Well, that pretty much wraps it up from the exhibit hall. Thanks very much to all the ACB Radio Interactive team, the volunteers, members of the public, exhibitors, and all those who made our participation in this year's convention possible. I'm Dave Williams, and don't forget, if you would like to contribute an item for Main Menu, then you can drop us a line, mainmenu@acbradio.org, or visit the guidelines on our website. Until next time, it's Main Menu logging off for another week. Bye for now.